Thomas cried out and I heard heavy footsteps. Another fetch, this one much larger, came around the curve of the spire's wall. The ghost image of the Reaper was all around him. A beat later, another charged us from the other direction, just as large, this one with the faint image of Hammerhand, an almost obscenely muscled figure in black, heavy mallets emerging from the ends of his sleeves.
"Into the tower!"
I bellowed. The Reaper reached Thomas, and its arm rose up, tipped with gleaming black talons in its true form, the illusion superimposing the image of the Reaper's trademark scythe over them. Thomas caught the Reaper's sweeping claws on his saber, but instead of the ringing of steel on steel, there was a flash of green-white light, and the Reaper fetch howled in agony as the steel of the blade struck its claws cleanly from its appendage. Thomas crouched, hips and shoulders twisting in a sharp 1-2 movement. The saber's blade cut and burned a flattened X shape into the fetch's abdomen. The fetch roared in agony, and liquid green-white fire burst from the wound. The creature swung its other arm, its speed taking even Thomas by surprise. He avoided most of the power of the blow, but what was left slammed him into the side of the tower. I heard a gunshot behind me, then another, and then Murphy snarled, "Damn it!" I turned in time to see her bob to one side, and then to the other, as Hammerhand swung a mallet limb down at her. The blow crashed into the courtyard with a cracking impact as loud as a rifle shot. Murphy danced in closer to the fetch, inside the awkward reach of its club hands. It thrust one down at her. At first I thought she was slapping it aside, but then she grabbed onto the fetch and continued the motion, adding her own weight and strength to the fetch's and redirecting the force of the blow so that the fetch's weapon hand crushed its own foot. The fetch bellowed in pain and lost its balance. Murphy shoved in the same direction, and the fetch fell. She leapt away from it for the tower door while I grabbed Thomas and hauled him inside. From somewhere up the stairs, I heard a terrified scream. "Molly." Charity let out a cry and threw herself up the stairs. "No," I shouted. "Charity, wait!" The door darkened as a fetch tried to come through. Murphy, her back flat against the wall beside the door, drew the long fighting dagger she had taken from Charity's box of goodies. Just as its nose cleared the doorway, she whirled in a half circle and with all the power of her legs, hips, back, and shoulders, drove the knife to its hilt in one of the thing's white eyes. The fetch went mad with agony. It slammed itself blindly against the inside of the doorway, more liquid fire erupting from the wound, and lurched back and forth until Thomas stepped up to it, lifted a boot, and kicked the fetch with crushing strength, hurling the mortally wounded fairy back out onto the courtyard.
"Go!"
he cried. Another fetch began to press in, and Thomas went to work with his sword. His blows struck more burning wounds into the fetch, and its blood sizzled like grease on a stove when it touched the cold iron of his blade. Thomas dodged a return blow and pressed his attack with a sneer, driving the thing back from the doorway.
"Go!"
he yelled again.
"I'll hold the door!"
A snake-like, whipping limb shot in along the floor, seized Thomas's ankle, and hauled his foot out from under him. I clutched at him and kept him from being drawn into the open.
"Murph!"
Murphy slid up, pointed her pistol out the door, and squeezed off several shots. A fetch screamed in pain, and Thomas's leg suddenly came free. I pulled him in, and he lunged to his feet again.
"We'll hold the door," Murphy said, her voice sharp. "Get the girl!"
Molly screamed again. Charity's booted feet thudded unseen from the stairs above me. I spat out an oath and sprinted after her.